So happy Saturday. Thanks for being here at WLS Success Matters First Phone Support Group of 2020. I'm Wendy, one half of WLS Success Matters. Sandy and I have been doing these calls since 2013. So a number of years we've been doing these calls. I had weight loss surgery back in March of 2009, and I think Sandy back in May of 2004. Don't quote me on that, but a long time ago. And we have been WLS Success Matters since the end of 2012. So we are certified support group leaders, as well as bariatric coaches and educational facilitators for a number of various programs. So we're happy to have you here. We're passionate about our own success. We're passionate about your success. We work with clients around the globe every day, just about 24/7, for what's going to be our eighth year. So we get it. It doesn't matter what surgery you've had or what surgery you are having. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter where you live around the globe. We get it. So we're happy to have you here. So Happy New Year. Got a large group here today. That's great. The first thing I want to do to get things started is I want to know, why are you here? Why are you here today? What brought you here? Anybody? Remember, two-way dialogue. You can hit *6 and it'll take you off of mute. But if nobody's here for a reason, then we'll just hang up and call it a day.
Okay, hey, I'm going to stop. Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? Okay, my name is Fatima Ratour, and I'm 48 years old. So I'm here today because in a couple months, I'm going to do the sleeve, the gastric sleeve surgery.
Yeah.
So this is a new process for me. I haven't started yet. I haven't even started my liquid diet yet. I just finished with the nutritionist for all the steps that I needed to take together.
Perfect.
So right now I'm still going through all the steps for the blood work, all the tests, the EKG, you name it, I did it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm very, very familiar with all those. I, too, had to go through all that.
So I'm going down to the wire, and I'm getting nervous. So, and I was told this is the best support group to join, and I'm glad to do it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that someone said we were great. We love that, and welcome. All the things that you mentioned, the tests that you're going through, the way you're feeling, all normal. I'm here almost 11 years later, and I made it. You're going to be okay, right? So. It's a journey. It's a journey. So your best way to live it is to be proactive, and it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. So welcome. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Somebody else. Yeah. Why are you here today?
My name's Karen, and I'm new to this process also.
Welcome, Karen. Tell me about you. Why are you here? New to the process, meaning?
Well, I haven't had the surgery yet, but I've been through the labs. I've been through the dietitians, the physical therapy, and seen some psych. And I think I've made the decision to go ahead with the surgery just because I turned 60 this year, and I've adopted 3 kids, and I just want to be healthier. And so my goal is healthier. But I think the one thing that scares me the most, and I'm sure maybe everybody can associate with this, is just getting the mindset change. Food has always been an emotional thing for me, and I'm slowly changing. I can feel it a little, but it's hard to give up something that you love to do so much. I mean, I admit it. I like my chocolate and stuff, and getting to that point is my biggest concern, is to know what's best for me.
Okay, well, good. Thank you for being vulnerable, right? Vulnerability is where it all starts. So it sounds like you two are checking off the pre-op list. Same thing. I can tell you 11 years later that you're still going to be the mindset's something that you're going to work on every day for the rest of your life. The surgical procedure is on your stomach. It's not on your head. It's not on your brain. So that's what we do at WLS Success Matters. We work with clients 24/7 around the globe on how to actually change the mindset. because surgery is one day, one procedure, and you may not have access to people like us, you know, through your bariatric team 24/7, but you do with us. So we get it, right? And it will get easier, and I say that with air quotes, over time, but it's really going to be about you choosing to associate with like-minded people, choosing to have the hard conversations with friends and family, learning how to say yes to the things that are going to get you where you need to go, learning how to say no to the things that aren't going to take you there, learning how to not give up, learning to stay accountable for what you're doing, have your regular weigh-ins, follow your doctor's rules for protein and nutrition and water and exercise and supplements and vitamins. It's a lot of learning. It's almost like having a part-time job, if you will, in my opinion. And it goes on forever. So the mindset isn't as quick to change as the surgical procedure is to change your stomach. I'll leave that there for now. But thanks for being here. We're excited to have you. So we've got two people who are pre-op, and they're checking off things on their list, and there's a lot of unknowns, but they're excited, and they're ready, and they're nervous. So that's great. That's all normal. Everything you're talking about is normal, which is good. So anybody else, why are you here?
I'm here because I've lost my way.
Ooh, say more about that. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
This is Jerry, Wendy.
Hey, Jerry, I didn't even know that was you. What's up?
I've wanted to hide, but I'm not going to hide. I've lost my way. I did really good for the first 3 years. I was banded in 2012, did excellent for the first 3 years, and then I lost my way. And sadly, I'm back pretty close to where I was when I started, which is not something I want to admit. I'm here because I need to listen and apply and do this. And you said it was a part-time job. For me, it's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. And yeah. I'm not giving it the attention I need to give it. I've allowed other things to take, and you know, my job and everything, my real job, the one that pays the bills, is a life sucker. So, but yeah, I'm here trying to reset and get that brain back into the mode that it was 7 years ago.
Jerry, so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And I would have known it was you if you had spoke a little bit more. So I'm glad I asked the right questions.
Well, I didn't think you wouldn't recognize me at first. It was like, well, maybe she or not, she's going to know who I am. Hell, she's known me for I don't know how long. So, but you know my struggles, and and the one thing I can say just is don't give up. I'm not giving up. I may not be doing great, but I'm not giving up. So
there
that's
you go.
One thing I can say to all of them that are new and everything. Don't give up, because then you have failed.
Right?
Right.
Sometimes failing is okay, right? Because we learn a lot of things in that. But always got to have that not give up piece. Right. So again, great vulnerability with Jerry and her journey. Why she's here, and a great touchstone educational point for those of you that are pre-op. It is a journey, as I mentioned. It does have its ups and downs, but like Jerry said, the enthusiasm that you new folks have today for being here. You need to be able to 7 years from now, or any time from now, but I use Jerry's example, 7 years from now, if you don't still have that gung-ho, you know, this is going to change my life forever feeling, you still need to show up for yourself, right? Jerry showed up today for herself, and she said, I wanted to hide. How many of us have hid, right? How many of us have hid from the scale, from retail clothing, from family events, from work events, from life events, because we didn't want to get dressed, or we didn't want to be the biggest person in the room, or we didn't want people staring at us. How many of us have not gone to the gym, have not worked out? Because there's no way at our size and our shape and our weight that we could ever do any of these things, right? We've all hit, right? So to be able to say, I could go do what I used to do, which is hide, but I'm not, because I'm not giving up, right? And I would probably go on to say, too, Jerry can confirm or deny this for me, but because I've known Jerry for so long and Jerry has been a part of the WLS Success Matters family, she knows that any time that she's going to show up, we're going to be
here. My name's Chad Prompto.
Good morning. Welcome. So that's the other piece, right? Hang out with like-minded people. Go places where you are accepted, where you do get to be heard, you are understood, and people want to lift you up, right? People understand it. They want to support you. They want to encourage you. They want to be accountable with you. And that I would say, is part of why Jerry's here and not someplace else, right?
Right.
Am I right, Jerry? Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Good.
And that's why I spoke up.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm glad. Because I have so many people on this call, I wouldn't know that you were here if you didn't say something. So I appreciate it. So one more. Let's get one more. Anybody else? Why are you here today?
Wendy, this is Linda.
Linda, talk to me.
I'm here because I want to stay on track, and I just feel I want to listen to hear what good advice you got to say.
Nice. Tell me about staying on track, Linda. Why is that so important to you? How do you do that?
I stay on track by keeping my food journal and eating small portions. I'm in maintenance. I met my goal weight. But for me, at this point, I would say what's most important for me is staying on track, is getting exercise. It's finding balance and keeping it everything in balance.
There you go. And Linda too, you know, has a really great story. She just celebrated her 3-year surgiversary from a revision. Linda, can you tell? Would you mind sharing? Because it's such a great story. So we've heard everything, right? We've got 2 pre-oppers, right, that are crossing off lists. They're scared. They're excited. They want to create a future of health and happiness for many reasons. And then we have someone who's lost their way, but they don't want to hide. And they're here because they need to be picked up, right? And they need to put things back together. And then we've got Linda, who's sharing with us that she's in her maintenance range. She's met her goal weight. She's staying on track. I do want to share, because, Linda, could you tell us a little bit about your story prior to 3 years ago?
Prior to three years ago, I had the band in, and my band stopped working for whatever known reason, and met up with Dr. Neil Flock, and he took out my band in October of 2016, had revision to the sleeve in December of 2016 to the sleeve, and made it down to my goal weight a year later, and just maintained my goal weight since then.
Right. So Linda's kind of been through the whole struggle, right? But yep. All of that, she's came out today talking about she's here just to stay on track, right? So never give up. It all comes back to the never giving up piece, right? And showing up where people get it and understand. So thank you. Thank you, Linda, for sharing that. Thank you, Jerry, for sharing. And thanks for the two new folks that joined us today for sharing. So here's my next question. What do you need today? Right? We talked about why you're here. I'd love to hear people say what they hope to walk away with today. If there's one thing that you want to get out of today's call, what is it? And I'd love to hear from someone we have not heard from yet, because there's a lot of you out there. What do you want from today's call?
Well, I'm waiting for my surgery date, and I just want to get a little bit of better understanding of people's experience and to be able to just like a support.
Perfect. Good. That's excellent. Thanks for sharing. You're in the right place.
Thank you.
One more. Let's hear at least one more. What do you want from today? Why are you here? What do you need today from this call? I'm one of those people, if you tell me what you need, I'm going to deliver. Just ask Jerry or Linda.
Mine's just new ideas. I've been... my name is Jeremy, by the way. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Jeremy.
mine's just new ideas. I just recently had a revision. And.
Oh, wait, just, is this my Jeremy?
Yes, this is your Jeremy.
Oh, yay. So. I'm hugging you through the phone right now. Okay. New ideas. All right. Tell me more.
Yeah, I just had a revision from a sleeve to a... of a ruin why, and you know, I'm the type of person who always likes new things. I, you know, like new exercise ideas, new foods and stuff like that, and support.
And support. Excellent.
Yep.
Oh, well, Jeremy is my Ohio brother, just so you all know. We're from Ohio. Jeremy and I have known each other longer than probably any of us on this call today. So that's really, really special. Glad to have you here, my friend. And I will do my best to give you something new.
Cool.
Okay. So exciting. Oh, very exciting. The next piece, as we move into this, right, and we talk about this new year, I want everyone to take a second. You don't have to say it out loud. I'm not going to ask you to share it unless you want to. But at least write it down or make a mental note. Wherever you are in your journey, if you're pre-op, if you're lost your way, if you're staying on track, if you're just fresh on the loser's bench like Jeremy or recently surgery, what success, if you could identify one success, that you had as a weight loss surgery candidate or a weight loss surgery patient in 2019, what was that success? Pick one. Pick one. What was that success? And give yourself, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to think about it. And FYI, everybody had at least one. Right? Everybody had at least one success. Now, my question, how does it feel? How does it feel? Allow yourself to feel, guys and gals, it's okay to feel. How does it feel pinpointing your success? How does it feel to say, I did something and feel successful about it? What does that feel like? Was it hard? Was it easy? Did it come naturally? Is it something you're used to doing? Were you unable to do it because you're never successful? So how could you possibly have one thing successful? Anybody, tell me about it. How does it feel?
Well, Wendy, for me, it was I didn't quit because I was thinking, well, there's no success, but I didn't quit because, A, I'm still here. B, I signed up for weekly weigh-in again. And I feel like, wow, I was successful in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do it again.
There you go. Perfect. Not always easy to find. So, again, vulnerable and authentic. Right? But that feeling, Jerry, I heard it in your voice. What does it feel like to be able to say that? Like, if you could describe the feeling of saying, I am successful, what is it? What color is it? What's the beat of your heart feel like? Are you standing up straighter or sitting up straighter in your chair? Are you smiling maybe a little bit? Did your shoulders fall out of your ears? Any of that?
Yeah, I feel like I am able to be successful. I'm not as lost, I guess, as I thought.
There you go. Perfect. Right?
I just have to remember that when the rest of it gets me down.
Yes. So, you know, I always say tattoo it on your arm or write it on a post-it note. Take a picture of it and put it on your phone as a screensaver or your laptop or your work computer screen. You know, those feelings that you are successful and that you need a reminder about it, and this is my reminder, right?
Right.
Write it in a journal. Make a YouTube video and talk about it, you know. Does anybody fear success? Anybody fear success? What if your goal was to lose 150 pounds, get off your diabetes medicine, and be able to chase after your neighborhood kids? What if those were your goals and you actually started living them? You lost all the weight, you were healthier, you were able to chase the kids. How would that feel? If you got everything you wanted. Anybody? Okay. So people,
it would be freeing.
Freeing. There you go. Freeing, right? Good. What else?
Empowering.
Say it again.
Empowering.
Empowering. Yes. Right? I did it. I'm at the top of the mountain and I'm screaming, you know, to myself, for myself. I did it. Empowering. Freeing. What else? Anything else? Would you feel confident? Would you be happier? Success. You can have it, right? Is there anybody that could not or did not pinpoint one success in 2019 related to weight loss surgery? It's okay if you didn't, but I'd love for you to share so we can talk about it.
Hi, Wendy. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Julie?
Yes.
Yay!
I've got to be cold.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are all making me warm and fuzzy this morning.
Okay. My one success was my perseverance with pursuing having a revision, which I am due to have on the 14th of January, and I am very excited about it. Yeah. So after 2 years of pursuing this goal, it's going to come to fruition, and I'm really happy about that.
Oh, I'm so glad you spoke up and shared that with us all. Another great, you know, turnaround story, right?
Yeah.
Of struggle, challenge, frustration, disappointment, sad, unsure, angry, and finally getting to the point of yay, right? And being able to say
right.
there's success in that. After you get past all that other stuff, right, you can actually say, here's the success. And how's that? And that's exciting, right? How's it feel?
It feels like it was worth being patient and pursuing it because it is going to be covered by my health insurance. And the only thing I'm a little concerned about is I'll be about 2 months without any tool, and I'll be needing to get lots of support, I think, to stay focused and on track for until I can have my RMY.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yes. So great opportunity, right? So totally normal, right? I'm going from having a tool, whether it's functioning or not, right, to no tool.
Right.
Thank goodness there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, right?
Indeed. Yeah.
And I, you know, what if, knowing what you know, that you need that support, I know that you have the resources that you need, right, to get
right.
there. And that really is a great place to kind of lead into our discussion about your action plans, right, your daily action plans. What are they? Mm-hmm. You got to have one. So in Julie's case, she's going to need a daily action plan of all the things that she is familiar with doing, but now it's about executing them. And it might be a really great opportunity to just focus on one or two things, Julie. And either, maybe one that's been, you know, kind of normal for you to do the last number of years, and one that you've really struggled with, right? And kind of put focus on the both of them. So you have the anchor of something. For me, that would be water, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to drink water to live or you'll die. And then, you know, one that you might struggle with, whatever that might be. For a lot of people, it's picking protein first. So maybe you focus on those two things for 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if? What if? And, of course, you stay accountable with your accountability group, weekly weigh-in. And so thank you for sharing. So now I want to kind of transition into the conversation that I want everyone to take hold of today. So the reason I wanted to talk about why you're here and what you need today and your success in 2019 and how that feels being successful, I want you all to remember that this there is no perfection, none. And I really appreciate the folks that have shared with us who are veterans, weight loss surgery veterans, and who have had revisions, or who are working towards them, who have had a significant amount of weight gain, because it's going to go up and down, right? But you need success. You need to be able to say, I did something and it was successful. Because that success, that feeling of success, the actions you took to get there to be successful, you need to build on those. You need to be able to see them and identify them and stand in that place of I did that so you can continue to do. Right? How many of us in those moments where we have not felt successful, where we felt like we didn't do it, like we're not good enough, we'll never get there, we don't know what to do or how to do it, or we simply know what to do, we just choose not to do it, and so I therefore suck, right? How many of us have been there? And when we do that and we have that feeling and we have that negative conversation with ourselves, just say, F it. And move on to eating whatever you want, throw in the towel on any type of exercise, start hanging out and associating with our friends that like to have Tasty Taco Tuesday, and eat all those tortilla chips on the table. We no longer do any meal planning. We no longer make sure we have our water bottle on hand when we leave the house, right? How many of you have been there? When you're in that, I suck, I didn't do it, I have no success, and you just really kind of say, I'm over it. I've been there. Anybody else?
Yep.
Right?
And I've done it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right? And when you do that, what does that do for you?
It brings me down even more. Because then I get, you know, the whatever it is, if I eat or drink something that I've just said the effort to and I've gone ahead and do it, when I get done, I don't have that feeling. It doesn't feel good. I feel worse.
There you go. Yep, exactly. And it can be very much a spiral effect, right?
Yes.
It's like
yes,
one
it
bad
is.
One bad feeling leads to digging a deeper hole and going further and further and further down in that feeling of not feeling good about yourself, right? So my message that I want to focus on is that I want you, it's all about the feels. Now, for you folks that are pre-op, that might seem like a weird statement, but it truly, this journey is about how you feel. Nobody can do this for you. Nobody. Nobody's surgically altering their body. You are. Nobody's going to have to go through the recovery process except for you. No one is going to have to learn or relearn what their body is telling them. You may take one sip of chicken broth and feel like you just ate a whole pizza. And I've eaten a whole pizza. I'm guessing a couple of you have too, right? Wow, big mind shift. Visually, I have a shot glass of bone broth or chicken broth in front of me, and one or two sips out of that little tiny 1 ounce shot glass, and I feel like I've eaten an entire large pizza. That's weird. But that's a good thing. I need to see the positive in that. And then your family members are across the way, and they're actually eating pizza, and you're in the same room, and that's not on your approved foods list. Because you're a weak post-op. I've been there. So what did I do? Instead of feeling sorry for myself that I couldn't be over there eating that pizza, I went for a walk around the neighborhood, and I cried. And I thought, what have I done? I love pizza. Okay, here I am almost 11 years later. I still love the idea of pizza, but I'm really happy I had that shot glass of broth. So you're going to have to learn. You're going to be learning the difference of how your body handles nutrition, how it handles what you eat and what you drink. Nobody else can do that for you. You're going to have to do that for you. Anybody here a gym enthusiast? Before weight loss surgery? Probably not. Guess what? 9 times out of 10, your bariatric team is going to tell you that you need to get some type of fitness in. My surgeon was 210 minutes of on-purpose fitness every week. That's 30 minutes a day if I want to break it down in 7 days. Nobody could do that for me. Nobody. I have to do that. And gee, if I've never done that, that's hard. And my friends and my family members, they come home from work, they sit down, they turn on the couch, and they're watching TMZ and eating Doritos. If I'm going to get my 30 minutes of fitness in, like my doctor told me, I can't be sitting in the chair next to them like I used to. I'm going to have to change my clothes, pull my hair up, and move my body on purpose. Nobody can do that for me. I have to do that. You have to do that. No carbonation, my doctor says. I've been drinking diet soda like it was going to help me get the weight off for 20 years. And I hate the taste of water. So my doctor told me I need to drink 64 ounces of water a day. Well, nobody's going to drink that water for me. And nobody's going to say no to that diet carbonation besides me. I have to do it. Right? And I could go on and on and on with that. Do you get my point? What am I saying? Anybody, what do you hear me saying with that? There's no right or wrong answer. Just tell me what you hear.
That you have to make your success.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And another thing is something that I'm struggling with is putting yourself first.
Ooh, yes. Putting yourself first. In order to make your own success, you are going to have to put yourself first. That is exactly it, Mary. Great takeaways. Great takeaways. Because you need the successful feeling to wake up and do it again. Right? So two great takeaways. Put yourself first and make your own success. Anybody else? What are you hearing?
I feel it's just like a you versus you. So don't, even though we can take from everybody else's experience and see their results and everything, just focus on yourself and what you like get into. And then don't compare like your results to somebody else's, so you won't feel that bad.
Yeah, there's no time or great takeaway, right? There's no time or space to feel bad. Feeling bad is going to slow you down, right? It may even put you at a complete halt. So focusing on you, you against you, I say that all the time. I love that. That's another one. Put that on a tattoo on your arm, write it on a post-it note, take a picture of it, hang it on your refrigerator. Put it on your office desk. Heck, if you need to, put it in on a post-it note in your car, you know, anywhere and everywhere you can see it, in the mirror when you get dressed in the morning, wherever it needs to be. It's you against you. And another great thing that you brought up is comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy, right? So I want to give everybody this thought process on that, because trust me, I've been in this game a long time, and I'm one of those people who have put myself out into the world with no shame and no hiding for a very long time, over 10 years. And I've looked to be inspired and be motivated and be encouraged by the world of weight loss surgery patients, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook or Snapchat or anywhere else, the regular support groups that I go to at my bariatric office once a month, right? And you can see all these people. Here's my before and here's my after. I'm that girl too. I have those pictures, right? And they had the same surgery that I did. Well, they've lost more weight, or they look better than I do, or they have a smaller size. You know what? Give that up. Because here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. There's nobody that has my fingerprint on this journey. There's nobody that has my story. They didn't grow up in the town that I did, in the household that I did, with the parents that I had, with the siblings that I had, right? They didn't get the same education that I had. They didn't live in the same zip codes I've lived in across the country. Maybe they weren't a white single female at 34 years old with no children who had lost 100 pounds three times when they had weight loss surgery. They didn't have the same education that I had. They didn't go to the same universities that I did. They didn't have the same surgeon that I did. They weren't the same exact height that I was. They didn't have the same professional career that I had had. Right? So there's no way, if I look at somebody who had, you know, let's say someone had RNY on December 15th, and I had RNY on December 15th, and we're both female, And, oh, guess what? We were within 5 pounds. One weighed 260 and the other weighed 255 at the time of surgery. Does not mean that we are the same person. Does not mean we're going to have the same results. Does not mean that our doctors have the same guidelines, and does not mean that we follow those guidelines the same way. So, comparing yourself to anybody, don't do it. Understand that you can learn from others and take away from others, learn what to do and what not to do, but your story is your story, and you will never be able to compare 100%, not even if you had a twin that was lived in the same house, born the same day, weighed the same weight, because you know what? You and your twin probably didn't go to the same college, probably don't have the same job, probably didn't marry or date the same people, have the same number of kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So with that said, what do you think about the idea of not comparing yourself to others? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I heard one, yeah, but to the gal who said she could easily compare herself to others or in so many words said that, what do you think now? You still with me? Anybody want to comment on that before we move on? Okay.
All you said is true.
Thank you. Good. So hold that for yourself. Okay. So this is, again, a piece of the puzzle that I want you to have a pen. I certainly want you to be able to take a note on this. If you don't have a pen, hopefully you can mentally remember these things I'm going to share with you. But this is – so we talked about success. We know we need to build on that good feeling. That good feeling is going to be the momentum that carries us forward. We know that we have to prioritize us. We know that it's, you know, me against me, you against you. We know that we are the only ones, you are the only ones that can actually do what needs to be done to get to where you want to go. So now you have to create a vision, right, of 2020. We literally have the next 12 months to write any story that you want to write, right? We've got folks who are going to be having surgery sometime between now and June, more than likely. We have folks that are going to be a year post-op in 12 months. We have folks that are going to work their way back to feeling good over the next 12 months. We have people who are going to stay, they want to stay exactly where they are for the next 12 months, right? So what is that? How do you get there? So the first thing is, what is your number one weight loss surgery goal? Write it down. What is your number one weight loss surgery goal in 2020? What is it? Write it down. Be specific with it. So, example, I want to lose weight, or I want to be healthier. Those don't count, guys. So how do you turn I want to lose weight into something specific, a specific goal? Anybody?
Well, me is, and this may be funny, I want to be able to accompany my daughter on a roller coaster, like not be the size I am and not be able to go on it.
Perfect. Now, take out the negative, because not don't go in goals,
mm-hmm.
right? And leave it where mm-hmm. you started. I want to be able to ride a roller coaster with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really wanted to get specific, what roller coaster do you want to ride with your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
It's called Annihilator, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So get that specific. I want to ride the Annihilator
mm-hmm.
roller coaster with my daughter in July?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever month. What month do you want to go to the park and ride that?
Yeah, around July. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need everybody to do that. That's how you get specific. And there's no not. It's only what you want. It's all positive. So be very specific with it. Right? What is your number one goal? Just one. Okay? Be specific, so spell it out. If I want, how do I take, I want to get healthier and change that into something specific? Anybody?
I want to, okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week.
Okay, so you have what you're sharing is specific number one goal is I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week. Did I hear that right?
That was someone else, yeah.
Okay, whoever said that, I want you to get even more specific. What are you going to do at the gym 3 days a week?
All right, I'm going to lower extraction. Wait, let's say it's cardio 2 days of the week, so maybe I'm going to have to go 4 days a week.
See what happens when you get specific? Perfect.
I think you get more detailed. You know what you need to do when you get there. You don't just get there and you're like, a lot of times I get to the gym and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right. That takes up too much time. It's already hard enough to carve out the time to get there, right?
Correct.
And everything it takes to get there. And to leave it. I mean, you got to take a shower. You got to wash more clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole thing. So you need to know what you're going to do when you get there. Right? So I would ask you to flush that out. Be very specific. And here's the other thing. With something like that fitness goal, if you're going from, and I don't know if this is your case or not, but if you're going from zero times at the gym to I want to go to the gym on this day and do this cardio work, I want to go to the gym on this day and do this strength training work, I want to go to the gym on this day and do this group fitness class, and I want to go to this day again and do more cardio work. Are you going to do all 4 days? Are you going to go from zero to four? Or do you want to build up, I'm going to go to the gym 2 times a week and do this exercise and this exercise during the month of January, and then I'm going to add in the third day to do this exercise along with these 2 days doing this exercise and this exercise in February, right? So make sure that we're setting realistic goals. If you're going from zero to 4 times a week, for some, that's realistic. For others, it's not going to be. So don't set your goals so high that it's unattainable, that it's not realistic. Does that make sense? And you also want to put a time frame on it. That's why I asked to talk to the lady who wants to ride the roller coaster. Where is the roller coaster? What's the name of it? And when are you going to do it? Because guess what? Come April, if you don't know that you're going to ride that roller coaster in July, you may just keep on cruising, and the next thing you know, you're here next January, and you never rode that roller coaster,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you know you're going to go ride that roller coaster in July, and you actually go ahead and book your hotel or buy your ticket or put a calendar date, as you're living around in February, March, and April, your focus is you're getting on that roller coaster July 15th. Make sense?
I already bought the season pass, so I'm going for it.
Okay. So why is it important? That's the next step. Why is it important? Your goal needs to be important. It needs to be the reason you are doing all the work. It needs to be the reason you're your number one cheerleader. It needs to be the reason you realize it's all you. It needs to be the reason that you show up and ask for support. It needs to be the reason that you don't give up. It needs to be the reason that you say no to people. It needs to be the reason you say yes to people. It needs to be the reason you follow your surgeon's instructions post-op and beyond, right? So it has to have a really good meaning, right? So why is it important to you? Write it down. Understand it. The next piece is, how committed to this goal are you? How committed to this goal are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning there's nothing that's going to stop me. I had bronchitis. I ran a marathon. I was committed to that goal. Nothing was going to stop me. Most people would have just stayed home. Not me. Right? How committed to it? If it's a 10, you're going to do whatever it takes by any means to make it happen. If it's a 3, guess what? Not the right goal. You follow me? Anybody question that? The next thing you have to ask yourself is, what resources do you need? What resources do you need? So I'll go back to the gal who wants to, she's writing out her specific goal and it involves going to the gym multiple days a week to do specific fitness. What resources do you need to make that happen? Just think out loud. No right or wrong answer.
Your membership.
Yep. Gym membership. What else? Where's my lady with that goal? Well, due to time, I'm gonna take that question and ask everybody to think about it. When you think about what resources do you need, the obvious one, like you need a gym membership, if you want to go to the gym, right? She specifically said she did. Then you're going to need a gym membership. Are you going to need a trainer? Right? Are you going to need a workout program? Are you going to follow it from an app on your phone? Are you going to print it out and take it with you? How are you going to know what you're doing? Right? What are you going to follow? Do you need to have a babysitter? Do you need to leave work early or on time? Do you need to have a bag to put your clothes in to go from work to the gym? Do you need to have a dog walker because your dog will need to go outside before you get home? Do you need to be able to tell friends and family that, guess what, I'm not available for wine Wednesdays anymore because I go to the gym on Wednesdays? Do you need to change any appointments? Do you need somebody else to pick the kids up from school? Do you need to learn how to say no when your coworker randomly, you know, Mary. Mary will come up to you on a Tuesday afternoon or a Thursday afternoon, better. Mary will come up to you on Thursday afternoon and say, you know what, I need to go out to happy hour. This week has just been crazy. And you've always been Mary's go-to for happy hour on Thursdays. You got to learn to say, your resources, you're going to have to say no to Mary. Mary, I can't go to happy hour tonight. Probably not any night, Thursday night this year, to be honest with you, because I got a date with Jim. And Mary's going to look at you like, 250 pounds of you going to the gym on Thursday? It doesn't matter what Mary thinks or how she looks at you. You're still telling Mary no. Make sense? So what resources do you need? Think big and deep on those resources. Don't shortchange yourself on them. The next big one, what challenges can you anticipate? What challenges can you expect? Right? It's really easy to set a goal. But there's a big gap between people who set goals and people who get goals. Do you know why? Can you guess why? Anybody? Why do you think there's a gap between being a goal setter versus a goal getter? Nobody?
setting goals is easy. Setting goals is easy. You have to actually execute. And execution can be interrupted by many things that life throws at us, like whatever. So setting goals can be extremely easy, but executing them is where I'm having my problem.
So, perfect. That's it. That's the execution. So what the challenge is, can you accept, right, Jerry? That's the piece. It's what life throws at you. Right?
Right.
So how do you navigate those things? So the idea is to understand what those things are going to be. Right? So in your situation, you might take the top three things and know what those are because they've been happening. Right? And
right.
We need to identify what those are going to be. The idea is to anticipate the challenges. Right? Anticipate what's going to stop you from executing. This is where you get victory, guys. When you can anticipate what's going to stand in your way, guess what you can do next? Anybody guess?
Make plans and decisions on how to handle it.
Yes, Jerry. I'm fist pumping you, girl. Yes. Create solutions. When you know what the problem is going to be and you can anticipate it, then your job is to create solutions, right? So if you can pinpoint at least three of the challenges that are going to stop you from executing on your goal, then you come up with solutions. And here's the thing. You know the solution. You do. But what I found is some people need help. Some people need a coach like me to talk about those things. Some people need an accountability group where they can be inspired and be motivated and maybe get a swift kick in the ass, pardon the French, right? To be reminded of what their goal is and why they're doing this and to get pushed out the door. But you need to be able to come up with a solution. And if you're not able to come up with solutions, then you need to get help. You need to ask for support. You need to find somebody that's willing to talk with you and walk through your challenges so that you can create reasonable solutions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was not on mute.
Oh, no worries. I'm glad you're talking with me because I kind of feel alone over here, but I got Jerry. I got Jerry. So thank you. And then how will you know you've reached your goal? Right? How are you going to know you've reached your goal? For the gal who wants to go ride that roller coaster, guess what? When she sits on that roller coaster and they bring down that locking mechanism and she's there and she looks over at her daughter, guess what? She's achieved her goal. She fit. She's riding it with her daughter. For some other goals, it might not be so easy. For the person who wants to go to the gym on a specific day and do specific things, how are you going to know you achieved your goal? For me, it's a calendar, whether it's on my phone, whether it's hanging on my wall, whether it's laying on my desk. I had a plan that I was going to do these days of exercise, and every time I do them, I cross it off. I cross it off. I cross it off. I cross it off. When I complete an entire week, then an entire month of all those dates I made with myself to work out crossed off, guess what? I achieved my goal. Each time we achieve the goals, what happens? Success. That feeling. That confidence. That empowerment, that desire and willingness to set to the next goal. I want you to focus on one, but trust, it's addictive. Could you believe that? Would you believe that goal getting can be just as addictive as chocolate or food? Dare to try. Dare to try. So the last thing, it's 9:05. I'm going to be here until 9:30, so I'm not going anywhere. But we've been talking for an hour. Our typical support group lasts for 1 hour, and then we stay on the call until 9:30 to answer any questions, have discussion of anything that you wanted to talk about that wasn't a part of our actual support group today. So I'm going to be here. But before I let you go, what Jerry mentioned earlier, it comes back to execution, right? So understanding your challenges and coming up with solutions. You need a daily action plan. You want to write this down, DAP, D-A-P, daily action plan. Nothing happens that you want to happen unless you direct it. You got to direct it. So first it starts out with the plan. And I honestly, I don't care if you write the plan down, if you post it on your Facebook page, if you make an Instagram or YouTube video, or it's just stuck in your head. But you need one. You need a plan, right? Because that plan is supporting your goal. So to the gal who's going to go to the gym and work out, what's your plan? What time, what days, what fitness are you going to do? How long are you going to be there, right? What time do you need to leave work or leave the house to get there? What time are you going to get home from there? How does that fit into everyday life, right? To the person who wants to be able to ride a roller coaster with her daughter, what's the plan? What's the daily action plan? That's a big, big, big one, right? What does that mean? How do you get there? What do you craft? Is it? What is it, right? So you need to create a daily action plan, and it needs to support your goal. And then you need to execute that plan, right? As Jerry mentioned, it's about the execution. So you need to be executing on that plan. And you need to stay aware and accountable to that plan. If you stop executing the plan, guess what happens? Anybody?
You fail.
Fail. I don't like that word fail, guys. You're right.
You don't succeed.
You're not going to get there. Right? Yeah. You fail. You don't succeed. You're not going to get to your goal. So then who do you become? You become a goal setter. Right? You become a goal setter versus a goal getter. So having a plan and executing on the plan is how you get there. Right? Have the goal, be specific about it, understand why it's important, understand your commitment, understand the resources needed, understand the challenges you're going to face, create the solutions to those challenges, and then have your daily action plan. I'll leave you with this. What if you decide today to get very clear on what your one goal is and you create the daily action plan today and you start executing that daily action plan? What if you did that? Where would that take you? How would you feel? With that said, any questions for me? Let me put it this way. What are you taking away? Anybody, what are you taking away from the call?
To continue fighting. Don't give up on myself.
Mm-hmm. And we should probably do some work together, Jerry, around this goal setting and action planning, just saying. Yeah,
well, you keep pointing out the obvious to me.
What else? What else are you taking away? Jeremy, what are you taking away? I'm calling you out, man. He's like, no, she didn't.
To keep setting your goals and trying to achieve them.
Yes, don't forget the daily action plan.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that daily action plan. What else? What else are you taking away?
Sorry, I couldn't figure out how to unmute. take it away. I would say to be a go-getter.
There you go. Be a go-getter. I have a feeling, knowing you, that you have a goal and you understand the challenges. You probably have solutions to those challenges. And my guess is mentally you have a daily action plan.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see? So. Yep.
It works.
It works, right? So I think my ad put to you is keep showing up. Keep showing up here. Keep in touch with me. Let me watch you be a goal-getter, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? What are you taking away today? Okay. So I'm going to be here for another 16, 17, 18 something minutes. 19 minutes, I guess it probably is. I'm going to be right here. So if you need to go, feel free to go. Thanks for being here. WLS Success Matters. Our next support group call like this will be on Thursday, February 20th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's Thursday, the 20th of February at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do have our weekly weigh-in program that several people mentioned on the call. That starts on Tuesday, the 7th of January. And we do have a promo code. It's 50% off if you use the promo code GIFTME, G-I-F-T-M-E, GIFTME. You'll save 50%. So you can join our 24/7 accountability group with a weigh-in on Tuesday for $67.50, which is a bro deal. We only offer it pretty much one time a year at that deal. So you can go to WLSSuccessMatters.com and use the code GIFTME, and I will be building that secret private group where you have certified bariatric coaches. And the only people that are in the group are paid participants. So it's not a free group where everybody and their brother is in there. It's people who are paying to have coaching and support and accountability with other like-minded individuals for January, February, and March. We also have a Back on Track program. It is a six-week course done by phone or video. With a tremendous amount of educational materials that get mailed to you, so you have those in your hand from us. And that course starts on the 9th, and that's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for 6 weeks, starting January 9th. And that is also on our website, and the code GIFTME that I told you about, G-I-F-T-M-E, you'll save $25. So that's a pretty good deal as well. That's our Back on Track. So if you lost your way or you're struggling and you need to get back on track and focus on the balance wheel, understanding habits that are no longer serving you, need some help with setting goals and creating goals and staying accountable for those goals, mapping out your daily action plan, that's a great place to be. Back on track. So with that, if you're still here, that means you must have a question or you have a thought or you'd like to talk more. So I'll turn it over to you guys. How can I help?
Well, Wendy, this is Jerry. I have one quick question. Just a guide. I have so many things that should be my action plan, and they will be. It's just, how do I pick which one to focus on first?
So I would start with, what's your goal? And I would say, what do you want?
I want to lose 60 pounds.
By when?
Well, I'm realistic to know that 60 pounds won't come off in a couple of months, and then I have my surgery coming up, so that's going to hamper me. But I would say in 18 months, I think that might be a good goal.
There you go.
Is that, I don't know, is 18 realistic? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, on average, someone can lose, the average is 1 to 2 pounds per week. So let's just say 1 pound, 52 pounds. Yeah, I think that would be, if you said 18 months, Jerry, knowing you're having surgery, I think that's totally a reasonable goal. Because
I think so too, listening to that, yeah.
52 weeks plus 52 plus 26 is 78 weeks. So I think you can successfully shed 60 pounds in 78 weeks. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I would put, and for you, I would say instead of 18 months, put a calendar date on it. So if it's by July 31st of 2021, then you have a goal. Right?
Okay.
That would be your long-range goal. Yeah, so then you have a long-range goal. Then I would ask you to break that down to a short-term goal.
Right.
So if we're saying 1 pound per week, and if I were you, I would look at January through March. And knowing what your trajectory is with surgeries, et cetera, is it 12 pounds in the first 3 months of the year? When's your surgery?
February 17th.
And what's the recovery time?
Before I'll be functional again, probably 2 months, and then I'll be limited for 6 months.
Yeah,
and
you know what you're doing already?
Yes.
What?
Well, what I'm doing as far as, well, for the first 2 months, it's going to be 90% PT because it's going to be a lot of PT, which includes cardio and strengthening. So I know that for a fact on those.
So what you're doing, and only because I know you so well, is you're putting so much of the success in your plan on physical movement.
Yes, you're right.
And we've been down that road.
Yes.
And that's why we're where we're at today.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
It's not about physical movement 100%, right?
No, it's not.
So I would start there. I would say let's look at from February to March. Maybe it's instead of, you know, from February 7th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 weeks. Let's change that 7 to 3. Right? So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 pounds. So let's say between January and March 31st, you shed 7 pounds. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, I think that's an attainable goal.
It's attainable. It's specific. You can measure it. We have a time attached to it. Right? So now you work on the daily action plan. So that comes back to your original question, right?
Right.
Your your original question is, what do I focus on? Well, maybe your focus for January is slightly different for February and March because you're going to be limited by recovery from surgery.
Right.
Or what if your focus was exactly the same in January, February, and March? And the two things are water and nutrition. And nutrition, you can drill down into that more specifically. Is it journaling?
Okay.
Is it protein first? Is it portion size? Is it reducing carb intake? You know, there's a lot of things we could.
Right. I see where you're going. So, yeah. Okay.
You got it?
You've got me going. Yes.
Okay. You know where to find me.
And once the group is open, I'll share.
Okay. We'll be there soon. I promise.
I know. I know that. Trust me, I understand being busy. So, okay, I'll let someone else.
Okay.
I'll let someone else ask questions. Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate it, and thank you guys for letting me ask.
Yeah, I love you, Jerry. You're my family.
I love you too, Wendy. Thank you.
All right.
And Wendy doesn't give up on you guys. If you do utilize Wendy and Sandy, they don't give up on you.
No.
And it's a no judgment zone. So, just so you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. All right. So 9 minutes. Who else? What do we got? Jeremy, did you get what you needed out of this call? You needed new ideas. Did you get new ideas?
Yeah, I got some new ideas. I just,
What kind of new ideas are you looking for?
I just was curious, you know, I'll call in and see what was going on with this. And
gotcha.
It wasn't really like, you know, I'm always looking for new ideas on, you know, maybe how, you know, better ways to set goals and just, you know, journaling, stuff like that. I still do a lot of that stuff, so it's just getting me back in the groove of things, I guess you would say.
Yeah, surround yourself with other people who are doing it, right?
Yeah, that too.
Kind of like, that's kind of my point, I'm guessing, and I mean, you tell me, but it's for you, it's going to be like riding a bike. Right? Maybe you haven't ridden the bike consistently for a long time. So, you know, are there any new technologies out there for riding the bike? Guess what? You know?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
All these years later, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm still same old school. You know, I'm still taking pictures of all my food. I'm still, you know, being accountable, the same pocket peep I've had for 10 years. Now I just have, you know, hundreds of people that pay me to be a part of it, and I share it with them, so I'm even deeper into that. But I got my same pocket peep from 10 years ago. Now she doesn't share, but I'm still showing up every day. I'm still, I mean, she's there. She's receiving. But, you know, she's stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still taking my food pictures. I'm still doing my food journaling. I still, you know, have my fitness plan. It's written on my calendar or in a notebook. I still set my, you know, I still have my fitness plan set for anywhere from 60 to 120 days in advance. So I know what I'm doing. I still always have my next. I still weigh in every Monday. That's my weigh-in day. I still drink my water. I still drink my Team Eastos. I still pick protein first. I still take my vitamins, still got my pill box, you know, my vitamin check.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
you're doing
you know, yeah, I'm still just doing it. And there's a lot. I mean, I'm still wearing the same clothes I was wearing 8 years ago, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's my fitness pal, and there's, you know, I still use a Calorie King, but it's called something else now. It's called, what is this thing called? Fat Secret. So Calorie King is now Fat Secret. So I have that app, right? If I need to figure out a new protein thing, I still use Fat Secret. So for me, there's nothing, you know, I still have a post-it note where I write my shit on it to keep track of it.
Yep.
I haven't found anything new or different. I just keep doing what I know works.
Awesome.
But you're right. The group, I would say what's changed the most is the social media piece. It's just so easy to do Facebook. It's just so easy to do Instagram, which I still never really got fully on board with. But Facebook is just so much easier than sitting down and making a YouTube video. But I still make my YouTube videos, too, not as frequently and not as often. But
I've been watching.
Yeah. but
yeah.
I'm still there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
awesome.
You have everything, you know, I think.
Yeah.
How is everything, though? How's your family, your...
They're okay. We've had a couple bad years. My mother-in-law just died recently, and we had that barn fire, lost a bunch of animals, and yeah, it was horrible, heartbreaking, and I had to have knee surgery. I tore my MCL and trying to think of what the other one is. MCL and not the ACL, lateral collateral, LCL, something like two of the ligaments, and then had cartilage damage from a car accident.
Oh my.
After I got out of a boot for a year with my broken foot. So.
Oh, God.
I was literally out of the boot for a week, and I got hit by a drunk driver. So,
a drunk driver?
Bad couple of years. Yeah. Yep.
I'm glad you're alive.
You went left the center and into me. Thank you. Yeah,
I,
me too.
Yeah.
So it slowed me down. And
yeah. Right. So you're in a mental. You got to get mental and physical reboot. Technically.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got you. The grief is really hard. It's such a personal journey. So all I can say is that it does get better with time. It changes.
Yep.
I don't know that better is the right word, but it will change. So I'm excited for you. You know where to find me. I'm not kidding.
I will.
For anything, anytime. Don't hesitate.
Okay.
Even if it's just to say hey, I'll say hey back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. How's your family and everything?
You know what? We're charging. My dad's in California with my brother. He's been there.
Oh,
just
I didn't
about
know that.
Yeah, just he just went out for the holiday.
He's still in Ohio then.
Yeah, yeah. But my grandmother passed away last year, 2 weeks shy of 102. My dad took care of my mom, and then he took care of his sister who passed away from breast cancer, and then he took care of his mom who passed away from old age. So we've had a rough 5 years. Yeah. The last 5 years have been pretty tough. But we're Sims, man. We're okay. We're okay.
That's good.
We're doing all right. Yeah, we're okay. I need to come home. Actually, my high school friends, I'm going to come home. I'm going to come home 4th of July weekend. We're going to Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue, maybe?
Motley Crue. I'm going to be there. Where at?
I'm going to be
in
there.
Columbus?
Yeah, that's Cleveland.
Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah, that was my first concert ever in Wheeling, West Virginia in 1990.
Wow.
And we're doing it again in 2020. So it's kind of funny. But this always happens to me. I could chat and chat and chat, but I have 1 minute left and I have a couple other people on the line. So thanks for checking us out. You might want to check out the podcast on the website, and on the podcast, it has the titles of the topics. There might be some that you clue into, right, by reading the topics, and you can listen to those anytime.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm here for you, so I'll be seeing you. Don't you worry about that.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Happy Saturday.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye.
So, okay, guys, so clearly you see I love these people. They're my friends, my family, and maybe you will be that person too. Maybe you are out there. Who are you? Any other questions or thoughts you want to share before we call it a day?
I'm Anthony from Philadelphia. I just wanted to thank you. I've just been listening to this is my last the very last thing I have to do before I go to before I get my surgery date. So this is the last thing I have to do. So the two seminars that I've come to over the phone have been very informative and given me a lot of things to think about. I'm a chef, so it's like, you know, I have the added worry of just kind of being around food all the time, as opposed to maybe somebody who, you know, works an office job who can kind of be, you know, a little bit more regimented about their meals. I have food around me all the time. So,
Anthony, I have to ask you a question, Anthony.
Yeah.
Did you go to Johnson & Wales University?
No, I went to CIA in upstate New York.
Of course you did. Of course. I'm a Johnny Whaler.
Oh, okay.
Not a chef, though. But
okay.
It's either you went to CIA or you went to Johnson & Wales. It usually falls into one of the two categories.
Well, back as old as I am, back then that was about the only choices you had if you wanted to go get a real good education. So you'd have a choice, and the choices were J&W, which I went and saw the campus in Providence years ago, and
yeah.
And then I went and saw the campus at CIA, and you know, I just made a choice. But
so, how did you get to this point? How did you get to this point where you're just elected to have bariatric surgery?
Oh well, I've owned three businesses. I have a son who's autistic, so kind of life took over, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, just at a certain point, I said, okay, I'm tired of feeling like this, and you know, just really couldn't get to the point where, I mean, I think everybody thinks like a chef is a really great life, you know. It's a really very hard, very very strenuous life, and you know, you think, oh, you know, you get to create all these great food. Well, yeah, you do if you work in the right environment, but at the end of the day, you're still working, you know, 12 to 15 hours a day, and you know, there's not a lot of time for working out. There's not a lot of time for outside interests, and so it becomes an issue. So, you know, for myself, I think I've let life take over a lot, and then now I have to get back into. Now I'm getting older and just realizing I can't just bounce back like I used to.
Right. Which surgery have you chosen to have?
Well, that's an interesting question because I don't know which one I'm having yet. I was going to have gastric bypass, but I was told I couldn't only because I had polyps in my stomach, and I had them removed. But in order for them to go and see, like in a year, if everything's okay, if they did the gastric bypass, they would have to cut me open. They couldn't just look in through a scope. So it's either going to be the sleeve or the duodenal switch. So those are the two that I'm looking at. Actually, Monday is the day that I go and I find out, you know, what's going on, which one I'm going to get.
Okay, good. Well, certainly, just make sure you have authentic conversations with your surgeon.
Yeah.
About the option, and truly talk about, you know, one of the things I think was really hard for me before I had weight loss surgery, and that's why I'm trying to share my wisdom, is I was just fat. You know, like, I love to eat. That's what I would say. I was fat and I love to eat.
Right.
I didn't really know what my, you know, I say this with quotes, I didn't know what my issues were. I didn't know what made me fat, right?
Right.
Beyond, I love to eat. And so what I learned afterwards is that I did not eat slowly at all. I never chewed anything 30 times before I swallowed it. I didn't drink enough water. I didn't exercise consistently. I dieted
rather than actually transform the way that I live. So I could lose 100 pounds, I'd gain it all back. I could lose 100 pounds, gain it all back.
Right.
So, compared to a lot of other people I've had the chance to get to know, I've had an advantage, again, I say with quotes. I wasn't sexually abused as a child. I wasn't mentally abused ever. You know, like, I don't use food to, in my weight to protect myself, but a lot of people do that, right? Which I had no idea about until I got into this life. But just really be honest, like, if you're are you going to make time to exercise? If not, let the doctor know. That's not going to happen. Do you drink a lot of wine? You know, are you a beer guy? Do you cook all day and you work in a restaurant all day and you eat only what's there? Be really honest, because one of those two surgeries is probably going to be better for you than the other.
So
just make sure you have real honest and open dialogue and do your best to understand what's truly causing your obesity. You know, a lot of people are emotional eaters, and you got to learn to deal with the emotion, because no matter what surgery you've had, you can still be an emotional eater, even if it takes 5 years before you can do that. The weight will come back if you don't fix the actual problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense, yeah.
So really try to identify why it is that you are obese, a word that I never used before getting into the community, right? I was just fat, but obesity is a disease. It's a real thing. Just make sure you can get as much clarity as you can before you make that choice.
Okay.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing. Yeah.
You're welcome. I'll be sending you an email soon, because like I said, I'm anxious to get all my paperwork in. But, yeah, but thank you anyway, and thank you very much for all your talking.
Yeah, you know, thanks for being here. And you have our email address. It's wlssuccessmatters@gmail.com. And if you need proof of attendance, just send us an email. Let us know you were here. Tell me what the topic was or what you learned about today, and we'll respond back with proof of attendance.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right, stay in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There looks like there's somebody else on the call. It's 9:38. It's past time for me to get off of here. Did you want to add something or anything specific? Oh, maybe that's just Anthony. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for being here. Take care. Bye-bye.